To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our pal Mitch Tischler joins us to do that very thing. Mitch, last night was really frustrating, really annoying. Did they deserve to lose that game?
Yeah, they probably did. I mean, when you turn the ball over three times and you don't get yourself any turnovers, it's kind of the way things work, particularly when you turn the ball over, you know, in prime position to put away a football game. It's tough, but you combine all these little mistakes, and it's the turnovers, it's the missed field goals, it's the defensive lapses, and you find yourself at 3-3 in the middle of the pack, and they have every opportunity in front of them. The season isn't over, but by all means, you really wanted to come out of that one with a win because you're getting into the meat of a tough schedule, and you got to find some W's on this in these next couple weeks.
Why are they getting off to these slow starts?
It's a real good question. I would imagine that they're asking that same question internally over there in Ashburn right now. You know, I would say in part we saw a relatively lax training camp, or maybe not the toughest training camp that we've seen. We've seen a couple of these short practices on Wednesdays, and you know, maybe they need to hit the grindstone a little bit harder. But honestly, you know, this week was the first week that you really saw the offense get moving in their opening possession. They had been an NFL worst average yard per play in the first possession in their first possession each game. And to me, I think for all the good things that we've had to say about Cliff Kingsbury over the last 2 years, I think that first 15 play script hasn't been as strong this year, and they haven't been able to get things going. So it's certainly something that needs to be addressed, because as many problems as they have on defense, if they're able to get out there and get a score, get up early in the game, start putting a little bit of pressure on the opposing team, that certainly would allow the defense to sit back and get after the quarterback and play some of the pressure defense that you know Joe Witt and somebody like to play.
So I want your thoughts on this, Mitch. To me, it's upsetting in an individual moment where Jaden Daniels fumbles on a handoff. I don't think that's going to happen a lot. I don't think he's going to not see a defender a lot. He takes care of the football generally. Those things happened last night. You deserve, and he accepted the blame for it, and he deserves criticism for that, no problem. To me, the sustainable issues that are plaguing them this entire season and maybe coming into the season, that's where I'm way more concerned about, right? Like, the same issue keeps coming up every week. Yards after the catch allowed, guys are running free, bad tackling, et cetera. A team that couldn't run the ball at all, ran it down their throat. A team that couldn't stop the run, shoved it on their running backs, et cetera. To me, that's a little bit more concerning than kind of fluky bad plays in certain moments from Jaden Daniels. Give me your reaction.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, they've had offensively three games where they've run for 200-plus yards, and they've won all three of those games. They've had three games where they weren't able to run for as many. They lost all three. The problems on defense, to me, are the biggest issue, because I don't know that there's a quick fix to those things. Offensively, you can look at getting some of these injured guys back. You're going to get Sam Cosmi back. Hopefully you're going to get Terry and Noah Brown back. And I think that would fix a lot of the issues that we're seeing offensively. Defensively, I think you're starting to see the attrition of injuries starting to really affect these guys. I think you're seeing, you know, you have to see Jacob Martin, and you have to see Preston Smith getting real snaps on defense. And, you know, Jalen Holmes and some other folks are having to play more, and I think you see some of those issues. And as much as those run fits kind of have been a problem all season, particular to Monday night, I think you saw some defensive linemen getting out of position, you know, poor technique, and that affected the linebackers, Frankie Luvu and Bobby Wagner's ability to flow in the run game and get over there. The missed tackling, to me, is the number one biggest issue on this team, and I don't know how you fix that mid-season. I think, you know, maybe this week we see a little bit more, you know, physicality in practice, and, you know, they work on some of that stuff a little bit more. But, you know, Quan Martin has been, on Monday, he was really good until he wasn't. And to me, that, you know, that long play to DeAndre Swift was basically exactly what we've seen kind of all season as a whole from this defense. You know, two defenders run into each other. DeAndre Swift is running down the sideline. You don't have to lay a big hit on him. Just get two hands on him, push him out of bounds, and force Caleb Williams to beat you. And instead, you know, Quan misses a tackle and he goes for the touchdown, and all of a sudden the defense, the game turns around on that play. And I don't know exactly how you go fix it. Certainly, you know, going out and bringing in a guy like Drake Jackson, hopefully they're able to find something from him. He was in San Francisco with Darrell Tapp and Adam Peters when he was there in 2022. So, you know, maybe you bring a little bit more youth to that defensive line who can get after it a little bit. But the edges are starting to look a lot like they did last year, where you start having breakdowns in the run game and give up big plays, and guys are able to get to the outside. And, you know, it's not a particularly great scene to see. But I think it's also important to point out, you're only six games into the season. They are 3-3. They're a game behind the Eagles, who just lost to the Giants. You know, the Commanders have their issues, but I think you can look around the rest of the NFL, and a lot of top teams are having similar type issues in their early season games.
Today's October 14th. On November 14th, what are we saying about Terry McLaurin in his season?
I certainly hope we're saying that it's turned around. I mean, you look at what this offense looks like with the receivers that they're rolling out there. Clearly, Deebo Samuel was more beat up heading into that Monday night game. And the fact that they had to call up two practice squad receivers, I think there was a real question whether Deebo was even going to be able to go. But you look at snap counts, and Chris Moore getting, you know, 50% of snaps on offense is troublesome, because he's a guy that you want as a fill-in type player, not your quote-unquote number one receiver. And on Monday, he pretty much was that. He was the guy when they ran 13 personnel with the three tight ends out there, that was the sole wide receiver on the outside. And he's not a guy that threatens teams really in any kind of way. Maybe he's a solid route runner, and you can give him credit for that, but teams aren't scheming up Chris Moore. They're not sending extra help to the outside because Chris Moore is out there. So you get more guys in the box. You have, you know, more guys breaking down that run game. And clearly the Bears, you know, had a focus. They weren't going to let Bill Mayer beat them, and he didn't.
Mitch, thank you as always, buddy. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
You got it, man. Talk soon. There he goes. That is Mitch Tischler. Appreciate it. That's how we Beltway Blitz.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.